the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more Hotline Bling across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey.
Bigger games and bigger wins.
Thousands of dollars.
Plus a daily mayhem giveaway.
We're pulling out all the stuff for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now a star is born. On May 9th, 1949, the world welcomed little baby Billy Joel.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. It's a piano boy.
Oh, I love him just the way he is.
This kid is gonna be a big shot.
Time of birth, it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Billy Joel, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms that Donald Trump Jr. has been subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee.
The subpoena is reportedly over remarks he made regarding a proposed Trump Tower in Moscow while testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee back in 2017. The subpoena is significant because it could not have been issued without the approval of the committee's Republican chairman, Richard Burr.
Fox's Sean Langel in Washington. Chinese delegations in D.C. for trade talks as President Trump threatens to raise tariffs on their imports starting tomorrow, saying the Chinese have backtracked on earlier promises.
They broke the deal. They can't do that. So they'll be paying. If we don't make the deal, nothing wrong with taking in over $100 billion a year. $100 billion. We never did that before.
The president at a rally in Panama City, Florida, Chinese officials say there will be economic retaliation if those new tariffs take effect. This is Fox News.
Not everyone's life can be like a Disney movie, unless you're a member of a great morning radio show. How you feeling today, Greg Budell?
Zip-a-dip-dee-da, zip-a-dee-a, wonderful feeling, feeling this way.
And Jay Scott, you know, I notice sometimes you leave the room. Why do you go out so much?
Don't want to ruin everyone's good time.
Oh. Emily Hayes, will you share with us your philosophy of life?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Shut up, Jay!
Bailey the Wonder Dog, would you say that you're unique?
I'm the only one.
And Rich Thomas, I understand that you're going to visit a nudist colony. What are you going to do when you get there?
Look for the bare necessities.
And how about you listeners out there? What do you think?
Come on, fellas. I think we owe it to ourselves to see how this goes.
Sounds like a plan to me. Stand by for three men and a lady.
I don't want to disagree with Rusty Aldrich, but I'm more of a Wally World kind of guy.
Sorry.
Three men and a lady. Random facts coming up this hour with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. We'll also have $10 food out the top. Don't laugh when I start to get a hairball.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We are off to an early start on the season this year. I mean, 90 degrees yesterday. Today we're talking about a June thunderstorm-type situation, and here it is, May the 9th. Another very warm day today with a high around 87, a little bit more humidity and partial sunshine with thunderstorms developing later on this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. Our weather app is going to come in really handy because you're going to be able to see where the storms are and where they're moving. And if there's any watches or warnings, you'll get instant notifications on your phone. A few of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. We're in a marginal severe weather risk. Low tonight, 69. Tomorrow on Saturday, scattered showers and storms around at times. Best chance, as always, in the afternoon and evening hours. Mid-80s both tomorrow and Saturday. And then showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday, the most likely day, by the way. And Sunday's high in the low 80s, back to dry weather Monday. Right now, this morning, east winds at 8 miles per hour. We have broken clouds. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. They're broken. And the winds out of the east at 8 miles per hour. Temperature is 70 at 7:07.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Here's one of our sponsors you may not need today. You may not need them this week, but you will need them at some point. I'm talking about if you have a plumbing issue. Plumbing by LukeWire has been second to none for over two decades in the River Region, and they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's almost all the time. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, and that's why people keep relying on their expertise. I love the fact that they are so professional, and they're just so reliable, and they try to give you a target time of when they're going to be there, and then they pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. They're just great folks to deal with. So now, at my house, it's a no-brainer. When there's a plumbing issue, it's going to be Plumbing by LukeWire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the Plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
At 7:09, let's see how the roads are moving.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch kicking off your rush hour this morning with an accident on Taylor Road right at I-85. So be careful if you are in that vicinity. If you're on the boulevard, traffic is building up rather quickly. Just be careful around the traffic lights. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any problems for you. I-85 and I-65's traffic are moving along just fine. And we do see a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area. Watch out on Madison Avenue and South Union Street if you are coming off of I-85. Let's get to work safely this morning. Prime leasing space is available at Premier Place Shopping Center, anchored by Walmart. Walmart, Shoe Station, Big Lots, Burks, and Michaels on Copps Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Stand by your way.
Here's the good news with Emily Hayes.
I always just want to listen.
So
most of us think that plastic is easy to recycle. However, it's not. It's not. Ends up in landfills or in the ocean sooner or later, which is no good for anyone.
No.
So only about 9% of plastic waste gets recycled. How is this good news? Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get to it. Even under perfect conditions, you can only recycle plastic 7 to 9 times. Then it's trash. Which is why a team of researchers with the Department of Energy just created a new type of plastic that can be recycled an infinite number of times, something referred to as the Holy Grail of recycling.
Holy Grail, Batman.
It's called PDK plastic. It's a lot cheaper and easier to recycle than other types. The fibers in normal plastic degrade every time it's recycled, but this new type can be broken down on a molecular level.
Good job.
Molecular.
Yep. just by dipping it in an acid solution. So it dissolves back to its original state, and it can be used over and over again, which would mean less plastic in landfills and less plastic in the ocean. And that, my friends, is good news.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Let's say good morning to David.
Good morning, Gregory.
How are you, sir?
Being the baseball connoisseur, did you see the event that happened last night in a game that has never happened before and probably will never happen again?
That's the great thing about baseball. Any game, any time, something can happen that's never happened before.
And will never happen again.
And I think I may have seen it, but refresh my memory.
Joey Gallo of the Texas
yes.
Rangers.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't really. It was a statistical anomaly.
What?
He's hit 100 home runs in his young career.
Yeah.
And only 93 singles. That's bizarre.
Ooh. That is. The next person closest to him was 172 singles.
Wow.
When they hit 100 home runs.
Wow.
That has never happened before, someone not hitting 100 singles before they hit a home 100 home run.
Wow.
He was one of two guys that hit a ball all the way out of the Pittsburgh Stadium yesterday into the Allegheny River. That was pretty amazing.
That was pretty amazing. So, and that's one of my bucket list things. They say that that stadium is beautiful. Like one of the best stadiums to go to see a ball game. So I'm planning on making a trip there sometime.
I want to go myself. It's downtown Pittsburgh, which has been cleaned up and remade.
Majorly.
Those beautiful gold bridges, and the ballpark is really nicely laid out with a view of all that.
So, yeah, I tell you, if you ever get a chance, go up there for like a long weekend. They have some of the best museums up there. The Carnegie Museum is there, and it is absolutely fantastic.
David, I try every summer to get to a different ballpark, and that's my goal every summer. So this year in June, I'm going to be at a weather conference in San Diego. Well, the team is out of town, so guess what? I've booked a tour anyway of Petco Field.
Petco.
Just so I can say, yeah, I've been to that ballpark.
Exactly. So, hey, you guys have a great day.
I see
you. No experience for a real diehard baseball fan is the same as walking into Yankee Stadium for the first time.
I can't imagine what that feels like.
It is. This is the old park, which is kind of dumpy by the time I got there.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, you look out on that field,
it's
that's where Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and all that.
Yeah. Monument Park?
Yeah, Monument Park was still on the field at that time.
Right.
You can hit a fly ball off somebody's head, There's a long fly ball. It's way out there, and then...
Lou Gehrig.
Oh, it bounces off Lou Gehrig's head and rolls towards the right center field wall. One of those things. Yeah, that was really cool. I saw Gaylord Perry win his 299th game.
I saw him as an Indian. He had an Indian career.
The only bad thing about that first Yankee Stadium experience... Because later on, when I was Big Shot, I used to hire a limo. We'd stay in Manhattan and take the limo to the ballpark and not deal with all that kind of stuff. It was that I had to go with my lunatic second wife. And she could ruin any special occasion. Trust me when I tell you that. Among other things, something new. They are now, in terms of construction, using more and more robots.
Robots.
Robots to build things. And they've invented a robot that not only can perform the tasks of a construction man, but that includes catcalling.
You're kidding.
No. When in New York, there was a lot of construction going on almost every time I went up there. And you'd have to walk around. You have the wooden board and over the sidewalk to protect you from debris. But the construction workers, you hear that all the time. Hey, Toots! That's kind of stuff.
Right.
But now they built robots to do the same thing.
Hey, girl, you're turning my floppy disk into a hard drive.
Ew, get away, you creep!
There's more. You'll have to wait till later.
Oh, my God. That's,
I was all that set up.
was it worth it?
Yeah.
It was.
Sure.
All right, I have...
You have nothing?
No, I...
Oh, you do have something?
Well, it's really weak. I'm just telling you ahead.
Talking about a convoluted intro, by the way, folks. I know we left that context out.
I'm guessing then this will be the last one, probably. Then.
Probably, because I can't imagine
after this one. There won't be any.
Well, doing another one. No, I don't think that's
Well,
like,
folks, tune in, because you're going to hear the final.
That's right. In fact, start your tape recorders.
What's a tape?
What's a tape?
Yeah, what is it? With, like, scotch tape? You can record? I didn't know that.
There's a switch on your fan?
Yeah. What do you hold this?
When the hell did they get that?
You put the scotch tape over the speaker and the sound sticks to it? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's right.
Modern technologies, and Random Facts is just a couple of moments away on News Talk 93.1 FM. LASIK has been a miracle solution for so many. First launched in the 80s, and I believe, I'm not trying to be a colluder here, but I believe the Russians were the first to offer LASIK as a vision solution. But it was, for its time, a rather primitive procedure. And the results weren't very consistent. It also meant the person who had the procedure could be, unable to do things for 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
And then some were left with eyes that were a little bit wider than they might normally have been. It had some downside to it 30 years ago.
It was not perfected.
Now it is perfected. And you've got such experience here at Montgomery Eye Physicians, but Dr. Swan and Shin, two of the best, not just here, because they live and work here, but in the state of Alabama, and they rank on a national basis as well with the LASIK procedure. Vision correction, to be able to open your eyes and see the detail on the leaves a good ways off, like Joey was describing the other day. It's a miracle that they can do this. So enjoy the miracle. Call Montgomery Eye at 272-2020. And schedule an appointment for the refractive surgery counselor who can diagnose you in just a few minutes and let you know if you're one of the lucky ones for whom LASIK can correct the process. I was not one of those lucky ones. I was hoping, but it didn't work out for me, but maybe you. Now, if you'd like to learn more about LASIK and this incredible practice that's about to celebrate 3/4 of a century of service in Montgomery, go to getlasik.me. Getlasik.me. Montgomery Eye. On Bone Road, right across from Chappie's Deli. Your local news at 7:19, and then we'll come back with Random Facts, followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A bill that would ban almost all abortions in Alabama will go to the full Senate today. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill yesterday after adding an amendment for provisions in cases of rape and incest. 5 people are recovering from injuries in a house fire Wednesday in Montgomery. That fire broke out at a home in the 3400 block of South Perry Street. Fire officials say 4 people were taken to the hospital. 2 are in critical condition. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And State Superintendent Eric Mackey says more cuts could be coming for Montgomery Public Schools. This comes after the school board voted to cut over 100 teacher positions earlier this week. The board president is advocating for a millage rate increase for the school system. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday, your weekly excuse to relive your high school days on Facebook. Nice hair, Farah.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 0909. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0909. That's proflowers.com, secret code 0909.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
May 9th is Lost Sock Memorial Day. Today, friends, we remember our dearly departed Argyle. He was a wonderful sock, colorful and woolen. I remember the last time I saw Argyle. I was putting him in the dryer. He was with his twin. Then later, I came back and he's gone. Why? Why did you leave us, Argyle?
Oh, dear. And now, here's Jay Scott, who's Argyle doing?
Facts.
Just facts.
Just facts.
I was all over the place. I was going to say, was there a team? We know there's a Red Sox, a White Sox. Is there a Lost Sox? Find out in...
You got a couple of different ones you could go
there's
with.
A lost
Here's
word.
Here's Jay Scott, hoes doing... Just stuck with that. That was my first one.
Did you know... Yes. Knott's Berries Farm... Knott's Berry Farm, not Knott's Berries
Schnauzberry.
Farm.
Schnauzberries. Schnauzberries. Yeah, exactly. Tastes like Schnauzberries.
Do that. Thurston what? Howell, the third voice.
No, it's my Willy Wonka voice. That's my Veruca Salt voice. Which is also Thurston.
Yeah, Thurston Howell, the third.
Oh. Hey, Daddy.
Love you.
Schnauzberries. Love you.
Of the Boston O'Kasics.
Call back to yesterday, folks. Yep. Knott's Berry Farm did a Cinco de Mayo promotion where guests would enter the park for only 5 cents.
Oh, okay.
What a stupid idea this would be. The park had to close its gates at 10 a.m. after reaching capacity, turning away 4,000 people from the park. These 4,000 people were not very happy.
They took their nickels elsewhere.
No, they started a riot.
No!
The guy who thought of that is now working at McDonald's.
Yeah, today. Right? Yeah. It got so hectic that over 200 officers in riot gear were called in to restore order, with bricks and rocks being thrown by the
You're
by the crowd.
Kidding.
Yeah, because they wouldn't let them in.
At Knott's Berry Farm?
Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, they really attract a rowdy crowd to that place.
Oh, man, I know.
Where's that located at?
I'll it's look south between of the LA. A and the T, because you don't
Okay.
I never went there. And all the times I went out to LA, never seen that.
I thought they had other... Oh, that's Busch Gardens. That's what I'm thinking of.
Tampa.
Yeah.
What are the rides at Knott's Berry for? this is kind of a big deal. This is not just a farm with berries.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's no, a no, theme no. park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a massive theme park.
What do they call it? Knott's Berry Farm.
It's there like for the people that can't get into Disneyland.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Did you know that the United States paid more for the construction of Central Park than it did for the purchase of the entire state of Alaska?
Yep.
Central Park in 1876 cost them $7.4 million. Alaska in 1867 cost $7.2 million.
And that's right, folks. It was a man-made park. It was completely, even the hills and everything, it was completely man-made.
Yes, but they got that good price because they listed it with Eddie Bader's great-grandfather.
That's what it was.
Grandpa Bader.
Grandpa Bader.
Do you know why Soviet cosmonauts take shotguns into space?
No trust American astronaut.
Yeah, has nothing to do with that. It has to do with reentry. They usually will fall into the Siberian wilderness.
Oh, yeah, and that woman with the pitchfork. Yeah.
And so it protects themselves. The shotgun is they take to protect themselves from reentry.
From animals and from
bears, people, anything out there.
They land on the ground and, I can see that.
Did you know the 1965 film The Battle of the Bulge was very historically inaccurate? So much so that President Eisenhower came out of retirement, held a press conference just to denounce the film.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is. I just saw that for the first time a few months back. I was wondering if that
was... He came out of retirement to talk about the film and its inaccuracy. Wow.
Did you know? In 1978, three Indiana teenagers were killed when their Pinto was involved in a rear-end collision. We were talking about this yesterday. Ford was indicted on three counts of reckless homicide. Indiana versus Ford was the first time a corporation faced criminal charges for a defective product and charged with murder.
And the outcome of that case in a minute.
I don't know what it was.
I'm going to trade for my Pinto.
Well, then we must have an outcome.
Hold, please.
I'm going to guess they were found guilty?
I don't think it could have been upheld. I really don't.
I'm looking for it now just to find out.
Yeah, we got to know whether they won that case or lost
Pinto.
It.
If convicted, Ford faced a maximum fine of $30,000 under Indiana's 1978 reckless homicide statute. Ford's legal defense was vastly more ambitious than the effort mounted in the case. A staff of 80 and a budget of about $1 million. State's attorney only had a budget of about $20,000 and volunteer law professors and law students. NHTSA testifying on Ford's behalf said the Pinto's design was no more or less safe than that of any other car in its class. Ford was found not guilty in 1980.
Mm-hmm. And that was part of the point you made yesterday.
Yeah.
On that car.
Exactly. In 1980, a civil suit was settled for $7,500 to each plaintiff. There's the outcome. Did you know that a British survey concluded that in an emergency aircraft evacuation, up to 35% of people admit that they would try to take some or all of their belongings with them despite being instructed not to.
Right.
That was one of the things I heard some commentators talking about the emergency landing that took place, I guess, over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody survived, but as they were evacuating the plane, everybody was coming out with their carry-ons. And that was something that they were like, what do they do? Why do they have their carry-ons? Get out of the plane.
737 that skidded into the St. John's River.
Yes.
During a thunderstorm landing. And why are they still doing that? Haven't they learned, didn't Delta in Dallas teach them anything in 1986 with wind shear and all that? I just don't get it why they would try that.
Did you know the Beatles album Abbey Road was originally going to be called something else?
Oh.
You have any idea what it was going to be called?
No, I never heard this.
It was going to be called Everest.
Everest?
Yes. But none of the Beatles wanted to fly to the Himalayas to take a photo, so they just called the album Abbey Road.
And which was outside, you know, let's do it outside.
It's just right outside.
Here.
Let's go out there.
Come on. You got your camera?
My buddy's car on
there. I know. It's in the picture. The VW?
Everest. That must have been George Harrison's idea.
Possibly.
The Maharishi's.
Did you know that when NASA's New Horizons spacecraft passed by Pluto, the trip took about 1 minute less than predicted? Or in a decade-long journey, NASA's forecast was 99.99998% accurate. Or the equivalent of forecasting a trip from New York to Boston and being accurate to within 4 millionths of a second.
Pretty cool, man.
Math.
Math is cool.
Fantastic.
I hated
math.
It.
Love math. Do you know that Paul McCartney started recording Hey Jude unaware that Ringo was sitting on the toilet? Didn't know he was in there when he started recording the song. Ringo tiptoed his way back into the studio just in time for the drums to start.
Oh, oh man. Good timing.
And he probably had a tile comet on his shoe. You know, like a strand of toilet paper stuck to his heel. That would be so Ringo.
Did you know that only 16% of millionaires have inherited their fortune? Probably like Thurston Howell, since he goes by the third.
Well, you know.
He's probably inherited that fortune. 47% made it through business, and 23% got it through paid work.
What about lottery folk?
I don't have a listing on that. That's interesting. I would like to know that. I am curious about that for lottery folk. Did you know that U.S. nuclear power plants, by law, are built strong enough to withstand the impact of a fully loaded commercial airliner without rupturing?
I'd heard that somewhere.
And those are your random facts for Thursday.
Thank you very much, Jay. We hope you pay close attention. In a moment, you'll have a chance to play and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. And we'll also have this week's Food Outlet specials. And they, as always, have some... Everything in the store is cost plus 10. Do I have it handy, my list of specials? May as well mention it now.
I'd be surprised if you did.
No, I have it. It's.
Oh, I know you have it. It's just, yeah, do you have it handy?
You watch. Give me 5 seconds, I'll come up with it.
1-1,000. 2-1,000. 3-1,000. 4-1,000. 5-1,000. 6-1,000. I'm counting seconds on the radio.
Well, this is...
Oh, I didn't get everything. I'll fish everything.
Oh, see, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You should reset the clock.
Let me just say this about Food Outlet. You'll find me there every Sunday morning. I've been there every Sunday morning for the last 6 years.
I have proof. I can tell you the exact time.
I know that.
How many Bailey grams do you have stored on your phone?
I know that Bluebell is four and some change.
458.
Yeah. And they just came by to introduce a new flavor, which all of the places that you'll find delicious Bluebell ice cream.
I had to buy a new phone with 1 gig memory.
Here's the thing. The chicken tenders were not on special. The everyday price of chicken tenders at Food Outlet is about half of what you pay. And man, this week's, they were big and thick, grilled them up.
Yes, they were.
And I'll tell you, sometimes I'll just grab a little honey mustard sauce, heat one up in the microwave, and just dip and enjoy.
Sure.
That's healthy eating. Food Outlet, cost plus 10 throughout the store, but I can tell you this, you'll save. Try the house brand, which is sure fine when it comes to bread, milk. You're going to be paying a buck less for a gallon of milk. If you're paying $1.29 or much higher for a loaf of bread, try Food Outlet because you can get a whole loaf of whole wheat bread there or white sandwich bread for 89 cents. Buns are 74 cents a package. The very buns that these guys had this morning with their burgers and Kraft sharp cheddar cheese, all purchased at cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. And you'll save on everything. So get into the habit when you compare, when you really get into the price comparison, store to store, Food Outlet wins every single time. Cost plus 10. Locations on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Food Outlet on Main Street in the preferred community. And they drop everything they're doing, or whoever, in Millbrook, twice a day Millbrook, to shop at the store on Highway 14. That store, by the way, we had a lady call us yesterday afternoon. She likes to go there, even though she lives in the preferred community. Mm-hmm. That one's on Main Street, west of Highway 31. All right, now that you know what you can win and what you can do with it, let's find out what today's pop quiz question is with Quizmaster Jay.
I think we're going to make this one, I think it'll be easy, and I agree with Rich. He sent the suggestion over, and that's what I was pretty much going to use. But the Beatles, Abbey Road, was going to be called something else. What was it going to be called?
I never knew this until today.
Yeah. It was just a Harrison name. Well, he liked to spend a lot of time
with it. I can see who decided on that or why it was going to be called that. Let me see if I can look up more of this. But that's your question.
So you need to call 272-9228 if you have the answer. 272-9228, correct answer. First one in wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and things are slowing down on I-65. You know it's going to happen every morning, so be careful if you're headed out of Prattville towards the downtown area. Right now, it's around the Northern Boulevard that you'll start seeing a delay. On I-85, we don't see a lot of problems. If you're coming in southbound, look out around Chantilly Parkway. There's a slowdown between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. Traffic on the boulevard is building up rather quickly. If you're headed into the downtown area on Madison Avenue, look out for the crowd around Ann Street and Federal Drive, and it'll be thick all the way into the downtown area. Let's be careful as we get into work this morning. Keep in mind school zones are in effect. Watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems designed to keep your pet safe and at home or in specific areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance from the Vance Law Firm. There's something special about the person who taught you to walk and to talk, who helped you with school, and who gave you all the love she possibly could. So tell Mom thank you, and happy Mother's Day.
All right, we have a full board here. This name, is that Arthur?
Yeah, Arthur.
Arthur. Arthur. Let's see if there's a moon in New York City. Arthur.
Hey, Arthur.
How are y'all doing this morning?
You know.
We're doing pretty good. Doing all right. Pretty good today.
Hey, what's in that coffee you got? All right, what do you think, Arthur? What's the answer?
Everest.
Correctamundo. And you got a story behind that, Jay?
Yeah, Jay looked up why they were considering that.
So the engineer, Jeff Emmerich, was always in the studio, and he happened to be smoking a certain brand of cigarettes.
Named
Everest.
Oh,
really?
And this is, here's the, that's what the package.
Look at that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they said, why don't we name the album?
The band eventually took a liking to the stark image of their silhouettes against a white mountain, and Everest became the working title of their then unnamed 11th album. However, the Everest plan didn't last. By the time the album was finished, the band was not exactly thrilled to fly over to the Himalayas just for a single photograph. And that's why...
That's better than Paul Mall.
Yeah. Good one, man. You are a winner, Arthur, in more ways than one.
That's what I spent.
It's the Beatles album, Paul Mall.
Rocking Stereo. Let's go back to the Beatles later.
Hey, play Lucky Strike.
Anyway, I can donate my food outlet gift card to the food bank, Montgomery Area Food Bank?
No, yeah. But if somebody else would like to have it.
Well, I mean, you're also welcome to use it and
any way you want.
Grab food and take it to the food bank.
You could.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
But, good idea.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea, Arthur. Congratulations.
That's not that we have anything against food banks. Prices are not transferable. No,
right, yeah, it's the price situation.
It's a rule, and we got to follow the rules.
Gotcha.
I've already been
in enough trouble in my career.
Uncle JJ will talk to you.
Hang on.
Dynamite.
That was very kind and generous. Let's say good morning to Keith from Santa.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Keith. Let's see if I have a...
What's happening in Santa these days?
The cows are in the fence. The goats seem to be behaving themselves. I think we're going to have a good day.
Hey, I've got a question for you. There was a major snafu when a park had an admission charge of 5 cents for Cinco de Mayo. What is the park we're talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, you weren't listening then. Okay. It was Knott's Berry Farm. I thought I'd...
That's when I came in.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's funny.
Kindergarten graduation song.
Oh!
But until I found out what it was, I thought it was a place where they sold a lot of jelly. The hell do I know?
Right. I mean, it just sounds like a quaint little place.
Keith, thank you for the call, man.
Thanks.
Give our best to Santa. Okay, we tried to catch you and just missed you.
We didn't want to talk to you either.
It is 7:40, 20 before the top of the hour.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
The radar is quiet this morning, but if you are, you know, a resident of this area for a number of years, you know that showers and thunderstorms bloom in the afternoon heating. And that's going to be the case today. A complex of thunderstorms will move across the state as we go through the afternoon, and especially late afternoon and into the early evening. And some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. That's the way it works around here. For the next several months. Partial sunshine with a high temperature in the upper 80s. A few of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. Low tonight, 69. Tomorrow and Saturday, scattered showers and storms will be around at times. Best chance in the afternoon and evening hours. Some of your plans could be affected. Just have a plan B. Be flexible. Can't rule out a couple of stronger storms, especially on Saturday and Sunday, too. Mid-80s on Friday and Saturday, low 80s on Sunday with showers and storms likely. Right now this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, east winds at 8 miles per hour, very humid. Temperature is 70 now at 741.
You mentioned earlier in the timeline today is lawn, the anniversary of the invention of the lawnmower.
It is. It was patented on this date.
We will have to roll over. So we have a lawnmower training bit that we play, I think, okay, on this particular day,
right,
to help celebrate it. I don't know when the mattress was invented, but I think this man is the Thomas Edison of mattresses.
Mr. Sandman.
I thought it was a valid analogy. Mr. Sandman.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Howdy. Well, I am in Los Angeles, California.
Oh my gosh, where it's about.
Are you getting your star on the Walk of Fame?
No, I didn't even get there. I flew out yesterday to look at some mattresses again.
If I had known, David, because it's early over there.
It's stupid dash early.
It is. And I stayed up to watch the end of a really good basketball game last night.
So. Oh, man.
But fortunately, the motel I'm in has a pretty good sort of mattress, and so I slept fairly well. But I came out to look at some mattresses I'd seen at the furniture market. Mm-hmm. And make sure they were, you know, what the prototypes were. And they're fantastic mattresses. They'll be coming into the store in about 2 weeks. From a company called Diamond Mattress, which I'd never heard of, but they're one of the largest in the country. But they're just out west. But they've just moved into Houston, Texas. And I'll be the only people in Alabama carrying this right now. And they are some fabulous bed-in-a-box mattresses, similar to the ones you see on the Internet, except nicer. A whole lot nicer and better priced. So, doing that. But, Rich, I'm flying back today.
Right.
Yeah. And the weather doesn't sound good.
Yeah, well, coming in, are you flying to Atlanta, then back to Montgomery?
No, I'm driving back to Montgomery.
Oh, you're driving back to Montgomery. Okay. So
yeah, I'm flying from to Atlanta.
About mid-afternoon-ish, or what? What time
are you going? I'll be getting in there at 7 o'clock. Georgia
okay,
time.
Well, you know, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to lie to you. There's going to be a complex of thunderstorms that could affect the Atlanta area by late afternoon, early evening. So it is possible that you'll be affected. Now, don't worry about the pilot's not going to fly into those storms, but it may delay. It may be affecting the Atlanta traffic.
Well, the Atlanta traffic is nothing compared to what I was driving in out here yesterday.
I meant the air traffic, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Were you on 5 or 101, the Ventura Highway?
I was on 5 and 101.
You have to say the 5 for some reason. Everything's over there. I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
One of the best skits on SNL is the Californians when they're like, you
and we're actually on.
Yeah.
We're actually on a freeway, not an interstate.
Right.
They call them freeways out here.
Yeah, sure, sure, so, right.
All right, but I'll be leaving here today.
Well,
and
safe travels. And I think your ride back from Atlanta, when you get in the car, could be wet at times, so be careful, okay?
I'll be careful. But saw some great mattresses. We've got a lot of good mattresses on sale. For any of you really tall folks out there, I have got California King memory foam mattress on two-sturdy adjustable bases to make an adjustable base set. This would normally be about $2,400. I've got two of them to sell at $1,499. And these are really nice mattresses. Not the greatest in the world, but they are very good mattresses. The bases normally would run $1,400 by themselves. So come check that out, and that was a good sales going on. And the fun thing I did get to do out here is I got to play basketball on Venice Beach.
Oh, yep. Nice.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's where they shoot all the films and everything, all the movies. They were shooting a movie there while I was there.
We
didn't get in there.
There was a bunch of weather guys here recently, and we were on Huntington Beach, and we bought a Frisbee, and so here's a bunch of these weather guys from around the country, and we became teenagers again, and we were playing Frisbee on the beach. It was really cool.
Yeah, it is kind of neat, but it's cold out here. It's 60-something degrees and overcast. It's not always sunny in Southern California, like the song says.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, so... All right, well, I'll let y'all get back to y'all's show.
Safe
and y'all
travels.
Have a good day.
Yes.
We'll see you later.
All right, thank you. It is 746 Fox Business.
Network. Stock futures are losing ground this morning as President Trump raised the possibility last night that the trade deal with China is in serious danger. Though China's lead negotiator is expected to participate in 2 days of trade talks starting today, President said last night that China broke the deal and they will be paying, a reference to updated tariffs expected to kick in tomorrow. There's a merger in the shaving business. Edgewell Personal Care, parent company of Schick, is buying Harry's, the shaving subscription service. Movie theater company AMC Entertainment is reporting a weaker first quarter than a year ago. Last year included Black Panther, which helped the company to the second highest grossing first quarter for AMC, but the company is optimistic about the current quarter, which will include the dramatically successful Avengers Endgame. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
salsa. Salsa is the winning word today. That's one of the great treats. The Blanco cheese, the salsa, and the chips at Baumhauer's. And that can include their homemade salsa. It doesn't come in giant jars that they pour into bowls.
Right.
They make it there. All their sauces just... about everything in Baumhauer's, except for the salt, is an original recipe. I think the salt is still the same kind of salt that it's always been. How about chips, cheese, salsa appetizer for Girls' Night Out, which is tonight. Perfect follow-up to the Cyndi Lauper parody. So that means daughters and moms go out to Baumhauer's and enjoy two-for-ones on the chips, salsa, and cheese and other Baumhauer's favorites. Every Thursday night, it's Girls' Night Out from 6:30 to 9 at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Legendary fun, legendary food. And by the way, lots of drink specials that go with that.
Yay, drinks.
Yay, drinks. Yay, fun. And again, thanks to everybody that came and joined us last night at the Boulevard location for our Wednesday night gathering. And if it's not this coming Wednesday, it's the one after. We've got something special. We're trying to work out a couple of small details.
Is it a secret? Can you not talk about it yet?
I'm sorry.
I don't like this, the teases and stuff.
Text me later or tell me when we're at a horror movie.
Are we going this weekend?
I don't know if any movies worth our time.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're into animated war movies.
Comic books, no, I don't think so. An hour from now, we'll be doing our Morning Maroon nominees. And one of the interesting things about one of the nominees is, does it involve free speech? A person with a vulgar bumper sticker who's been arrested.
Oh.
But does the First Amendment cover bumper stickers?
I don't know.
I've seen different opinions on that.
Remember years ago, Blank Happens? That was...
That was one.
That was a popular one.
And this whole regulation on license plates. I guess they have one person or a couple of people that scan every single vanity plate application.
Right, to trying to figure out what you could be inferring.
Yeah, well, somebody came up with something really clever because I saw a picture of it. And you can only see it in the rear view mirror of a car because the way the numbers and letters are configured in reverse, it looks like AH spelled out.
Not many states. I wonder how many states have the front bumper sticker. I mean, the
quick
bumper,
to the internet
bumper.
You know,
plates.
Illinois
plates.
Did.
Ohio did.
You can go. I know you can go online in Alabama and check what you would like to have.
Yeah, you can.
To see if it's available, but I imagine, like...
Remember when I was applying? Yeah.
Yes, but also, I saw one the other day that was go blank yourself, is what it meant, and husband and I both were like, how did that one get passed?
How'd they let that one go?
Yeah. Why would you want to have a tag that might provoke another driver? You know, I don't understand.
Do you know,
I
don't know. My tag, people have... gotten really close to us on like back roads. I remember when we were going to Florida last year, and a car, when we crossed in the state line, there was a car that got super close so they could take a picture of my license plate. And they're laughing the whole time because they think it's cute because it says White. Betty White.
Yeah.
So
19 states.
19 states have front.
No. 19 states require only the rear license plate.
Oh, so the majority...
31 states require both front and back.
Interesting.
But...
Ew.
So if you're in prison... If you're in prison in...
You're going to be twice as busy.
Right, exactly.
Always are in Millbrook's prison. In Millbrook's prison, twice a day. Ooh.
So, the question is...
Speak before you speak.
They got to have that set up in the car so that you can attach it somewhere. So are all cars made for that?
Yeah, all cars are prepared for the fact that you have front and rear. Or if they sell them in a state that has front and rear, that you have to make provisions for the front.
Yeah.
Because I don't think mine has provisions for the front, but I bought it in Alabama.
You know what your plate would look good on? The back end of a Jack Ingram signature used car.
I see where you're going.
See what I did there?
Good job.
I see what you're going there.
And
slick.
My job, my focus in these messages to you is to check out the cars that are available under 10. And last hour I spoke about the opportunity to drive the absolute luxury of a Lexus LS460 for less than $10,000 and a car that looks, if you pulled up in front of your house with this Lexus, nobody would know that it was an older model because it looks like it just came off the factory yesterday. But there are other options as well. For new drivers, you might want to take a look at the 2011 Volkswagen Jetta. Actually, it was Janelle's stepdad who did research when we were ready to get her a car and came to the conclusion that that was the best one in terms of safety features. So that's what she started driving. I drove a 2007 Audi TT and the 2008 is available for under $9,000, and that's a great car. The thing I loved most about that was that in the long drives between here and Florida, it just seemed to make good time. Some cars create that illusion. And under $5,000, a 2003 Honda Accord XL in tremendous shape with everything fully functional, safety features, and more. Check it all out at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. See Tip Tames and his amazing team, or browse online by price range, category, type of car, and model at jackingram.com.
Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region, and boy, we have a busy morning in traffic. Be careful if you're on the boulevard because there's a lot of folks out there rolling with you. We see delays at most of the traffic lights and a big slowdown right around I-85. If you're on the interstates headed to work this morning, be careful around